You're listening to Suzy Radio 103.4 FM with myself, Christine, and today I'm talking to Seamus, who's Operations Officer for Surrey Search and Rescue. Hello, Seamus.
Hello, Christine. How are you?
I'm really good today. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. And really, the reason for me talking to you is because we've had major incidents to do with the floods recently. But having talked to you and researched your organisation, I found out that you do so much. And mainly, really, you're really searching for missing people in general, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, that's right. So our primary role as a team and a charity is assisting the police finding vulnerable missing people. So the predominant category of missing person that we're looking for is an elderly person with Alzheimer's and dementia. But we're also quite often called to find children or, unfortunately, despondent people.
Right. And I was wondering as well, before I spoke to you, why you would be needed. Because you think, well, surely that's the police's job. But as you say, they get overloaded with other sorts of types of work and they really do call on you in emergency situations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the police are incredible at the things that they do in terms of keeping us all safe. And in the same way that over time Mountain Rescue has developed and become specialists in their role, we're now trying to provide that service to the emergency services that our volunteers and our members are trained up and become specialists in finding some people, knowing where they go to hide if they're children or where they wander off to if they've got Alzheimer's and dementia.
Sure. So 50 plus people in your organisation, which is all quite impressive, and 8 search dogs. And I've watched a little clip of one of your dogs being trained. I know you're looking for volunteers sometimes to hide so they can be trained. And this dog was called Woody, and it's quite an amusing little video. 10 minutes pass, and then another 10 minutes pass, and eventually you hear these bells jingling, and he bounds up. And I was asking you earlier if they're all in kennels, but they're all actually people's pets. And I gather that you have one yourself, Merlin, who's quite effective.
He is, yeah. So I've had Merlin now for 7 years, and of that 6 years he's been an operational search dog. The dogs are fantastic when we are using them in an open area or woodland. Surrey's one of the most wooded counties in England, and while that's fantastic for people to go out and walk and enjoy it, when we're searching for missing people that presents a challenge, especially when we're working alongside the police helicopters who are relying on their thermal imaging to find these people. So our dogs have been trained to play a very professional game of hide and seek, effectively, and they will find anything with human scent on. So the more advanced dogs will even find items of clothing out there, and they will search up to 50 acres in approximately 90 minutes. So far, far faster than we could with sort of a 6-7 man foot team.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I gather one of your handlers had police commendation for one of her dogs.
That's right. So one of our handlers called Catherine and her search dog called Winnie found a missing girl for the Metropolitan Police earlier on in the year, and she was very kindly rewarded with a police commendation for that, and so was the dog. So that was a fantastic award ceremony, fantastic recognition for all the time that it takes to put in and train up these search dogs. And Catherine was obviously absolutely delighted. But
yeah,
more importantly, the family were delighted that we were able to bring this girl home.
Yeah, that must just make it all worthwhile. Really, really rewarding. So it's a great job that you do, and I'm sure everyone out there really appreciates it. To do with the recent flood, you were actually called out today to Guildford to help out, I gather.
That's right, yeah. So we had half the team out in Guildford and Gorming. The other half was out in Dorking and Leatherhead, assisting the council, popping around, visiting homes that were flooded, making sure they're okay, and dropping in communications about what to do next, about the recovery effort.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm sure that's pause for thought some people, really, to do with what you do. Your website is sursar.org.uk, but as you say, you can just really Google Surrey Search and Rescue, and I gather you're really always looking for volunteers as well.
Absolutely, and that can come in many different ways. So the team is growing, so whether it's people volunteering to train up their dogs to be search dogs, to go out on foot and search with their own eyes rather than relying on the dog's nose. But then we also need a huge amount of support team, whether that is arranging for our collecting teams to be picked up across the county, looking at admin, you know, welcoming new members, looking after vetting, or even standing outside supermarkets and rattling a tin for us. There's so many different ways that people can donate their time for us. And there's no minimum amount, so even if it's just 30 minutes a month,
Sure. Well, that's brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Seamus, and I'll keep an eye on your organisation through the runs of Twitter. I'm sure we'll keep in touch and perhaps chat again soon to have an update.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.